I want to make her a t-shirt that has moist just written all over it.
Oh my God, with
fonts.
The moist already.
That's what it is. Ugh, that's what it
funny.
Is outside. People are calling outside moist.
Because it's humid.
Yeah.
It's so humid.
I like it.
I think the technical term for humid weather like it is ugh. That's the technical term.
All right.
Like a hairball, like coffee a hairball.
Ask any meteorologist. Like, yeah, that I learned that in school. It's ugh.
I like it.
Well, we're deep into the ladies' room now.
Yeah, deep.
Where we
deep.
Talk about all things moist. that is my least favorite word in the entire world.
I know it is. I know. I don't like grizzle.
Oh, ew.
The word grizzle.
The word grizzle.
Yeah.
Well, grizzle is gross.
And that's the thing. It is what it sounds like.
Yes. Ugh. Right.
I probably have a word that I don't like, but I think I've erased it from my brain. I just hate it that much.
Well, how do you like the heat?
Like it. Hate it. Love it.
Ugh. Okay. Well, then you're both going to have to make your claim. You know, let me know why you like it or don't like it.
Oh, I like it hot.
I'm a hate
big
you.
Yeah,
hate
I like
you.
It hot too.
You do too.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh.
I'm a big hot fan. I always like it hot. I like it. Yeah. When it's cold, nothing works. My fingers don't work. I can't. You know, just nothing works.
Why did I picture? Freaks. I hate you.
I pictured Mary as a fall girl. Like, I love the fall, boots and leggings and sweaters and pumpkin spice.
Every time that it's like 50 degrees or 60, I immediately wear the tank tops, you know, and then Jamie's always making fun of me, our engineer. And here's the gun show. It must be summer because Mary's got like no clothes on.
I don't know if I'm with you there because I like it hot, hot. Like I will wear my winter coat until it's 65.
Yeah, no, I'm different that way.
For
no.
sure.
See, I walk into the studio sometimes when you're doing your show and you get the space heater on in
I
July.
Do.
I'm like, ugh.
Well,
like,
that's different though. That's
you?
Because the air conditioning in here feels like a meat locker.
Yeah, it's
no,
too
no.
cold.
Yes.
So, yeah.
She has to make it Sahara Desert
yes.
temperature. It has to be like 3 million degrees like it's inside yes. of an oven in here. And she's like, it's so nice. I'm like, oh, I can't breathe.
I literally like it. Either I like the entrance of hell hot.
Yeah.
That's what
all
I
right. Give me three reasons why you like the heat.
Way less clothing, which is like super cute clothing. I have so much summer stuff, flip flops, like just minimal makeup, a tan. And I just want to roll out of bed and see the sunshine and feel the heat. It makes me feel alive, like my body feels better. Like I know people are like, oh, God, I swell. It's so hot. I'm just like swelling. And I'm like, I'm not. I feel amazing.
Getting out of bed when it's hot is much easier than when it's cold.
It's true.
Yeah, like never want to do it. I don't want to do anything in the cold. I have way more like just energy in the summer months. And I'm talking like right now when it is 90 something degrees, I have a ton of energy.
Yeah. So give me three reasons why you don't like the heat.
My hair. Like the heat, I can stand some of the temperatures, like the 70s, early 80s, like the decades, both very good temperatures. I can handle that. But once we get into like the 90s, I'm like I don't want to move. My legs get stuck to the seat of the car. And if we have that humidity anywhere above, say, like 10%, my hair is so unmanageable. I'm rocking the bun. Just slicked back with as much mousse and gel as I can put into it to look like a normal human being. And I'm sorry, I don't like sweating from every orifice of my body. I don't like it.
See,
I just don't.
The sweat.
I wonder if I love it because I don't sweat.
That might be it.
I don't sweat.
Yeah, you
like,
don't.
I mean, I could have a huge workout with Mary Sensi and just like maybe have a little beating at my hairline, but I don't sweat.
Yeah, I know that could be.
So when I go out there and people talk how it sticks to your face, like tropical weather, I'm still not sweating. So it doesn't bother me as much.
I'm a sweater, like a sweaty person. It's gross. Like I hit the gym. My face turns red. I get all sweaty. I have actually had people ask me, are you okay? Like, yeah, I'm working out. Like, what do you want? Like, jeez.
I know. I'll come home from hot yoga and Sean will, my face turns bright. It turns bright red and he'll be like, everything all right? Like, what's going on?
Okay. I feel like I remember I did mention on the ladies room that I would never do yoga again, but I feel like I would like hot yoga just for the hot part of it.
Yeah. Oof. It's fabulous for that reason. It is fabulous. But I mean, so what's it like record breaking? We're 13 degrees hotter than we're supposed to be 3 days in a row here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In Burlington today.
No. Yay, Burlington.
And Amanda, you're wearing a turtleneck.
Yeah.
So it's a wonder you don't like the heat.
Thank you for I haven't said anything yet.
I don't know.
No, it's a high neck, short sleevish type shirt.
The sleeves go below your elbow. Go ahead.
Yep. It's a turtleneck. Pull them up here. It's a summer turtleneck.
Oh, I kind of have to dress for weird temperatures because it could be hot as Hades outside, but it's like an ice box in here. For whatever reason, our HVAC system runs cold.
So then don't make fun of my space heater.
I know. That's what we were just talking about.
I've had my space heater running at my desk because it was cold and I got it to a temperature where I'm comfortable. I don't like being cold either. I don't like the dead of winter, 12 degrees. I can't feel my hand. I don't like that. I like the middle of the road, functional, but I don't like it where it's hot as Hades. And you like it hot, Chantel.
Yep.
You will take the temperature that I like and raise it like 20 degrees.
I love when we leave here and it's like walking through a wall of heat.
Yes.
When it's so hot that you're just like, boom.
Yes. And you feel alive. Like I walk out that front door at 7 o'clock at night and I'm like, yes, it is still hot.
Like I want to go running today.
Okay, you lost me there. Now I'm not I'm not exercising in any of that. No.
I can't exercise in heat. Like when it's that sticky outside, I'm like, ugh,
Mary,
can't.
This is cocktail heat. This is not running and exercise. This is like sitting down at Spot on the Dock, like, or outside on Church Street drinking cocktails heat. I'm not exercising.
That's your answer to it. Mine is going for a run followed by a hot cup of coffee. Because I want the hot cup of coffee to help my internal temperature adjust to the outside temperature.
What?
Yeah.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
That's a thing.
It feels like it. I don't know if it's a thing. It's a thing for me.
I drink my hot
coffee and then, you know, my internal temperature adjusts to like the heat. That's why I do that.
I like it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I literally could live in like hot yoga or a sauna in so many years I've been saying, I'm heading to Arizona.
No.
I'm heading to Arizona. Yeah. I'm heading to Arizona. It's 108 degrees. There's air condition everywhere you need it, too.
Though,
like with the cold, I can't ever get warm. That's why I hate the cold.
For me, the only thing with Arizona,
yeah,
or Florida, or Southern California, mm-hmm, is that I like the seasons. I like the changes. Yes. I like when fall starts to come, starts to cool off a little bit. I mean, I do like the change of seasons. I think fall is beautiful.
I'm a spring fall chick. I love those two seasons, but the extremes I'm not a fan of.
I do though. I have covers on in the summertime.
Oh, I do too.
Yeah, when it's on.
I have a sheet. I have a blanket. I don't sleep naked.
I thought
I gotta have PJs on.
Yeah. So that's not a usual thing. That's not like unusual to have
I have to have
blankets
on.
Even.
Yep.
Oh, but you like the cold. You don't like the heat, but you'll put hot covers on in a hot day.
No, I like the middle temperatures. I'm not a fan of like the extreme hot, like in the weather that you walk outside and you can chew the air. I don't do that. And I don't like the extreme cold. So dead of winter, height of summer, I'm not a fan of. And you guys seem to really like the whole summery thing. Yep. I have friends that live in North Carolina. We went to go visit them a few years ago. It was hot. It was so hot. We would leave their house out of the air conditioning. Our glasses would fog up. Mm-hmm. And then we get into the car and the air conditioner, like squeaky, squeaky, trying to like get the fog out of your, like, I can't do that.
I love it.
I'm not a fan.
That just sounds like I would live a better life.
Isn't that weird?
Like, much as you don't like the heat for your hair, I like the heat for my hair because eventually it'll give it a little body. I have no, my hair is like as flat as can be. So if I can get some humidity in it, it will like give it a little puff.
I would love to.
Like, I won't wash it for days. So that
can I trade with you? Because with the curls and whatnot, it's serious. I would do anything to my hair in the nice climate controlled house. I walk outside, it goes, it's done.
I even blow dry my hair and flat iron it when it's 90 degrees in the house because I'm not like to just, what? Like what? I'm just going to get warmer. Who cares? The only thing I like about cold, Halloween, Christmas. That's it. Everything else can go. And if I lived in the desert, I would decorate my lawn with Halloween stuff and Christmas stuff. I don't know. I don't know if I need the seasons.
Okay.
I really don't.
Okay. Yeah. No, it's different.
I need my seasons, I hear you.
If I could wear sundresses, tank tops, and flip-flops every single day and go sans underwear, just kidding, I would. I would.
So I wear less makeup in the summer.
Yes, me too.
I put less on and I wear less clothing like you were talking about. Like it's easy to put the shoes on because they're just like sandals or whatever. So much easier.
Fall and winter clothes are ugly.
You know, as much as I, you know what I would miss if I lived in those hot weather climates is hoodies. I love a cozy hoodie.
I own one hoodie.
I have 75.
You're weird. Yes. So. Thank you, Mary.
I have one hoodie. No, I'm sorry. I have two. I have a Rolling Stones hoodie and then I have a white zip up. That's it.
I have a few hoodies. I got my my favorite sweatshirts. Then I raid the closet of my husband's side and go, I'm wearing sweatshirts again. Yeah, I'm right there with you with having clothing options.
I have a hoodie from everywhere I've went to visit, even Williston.
I feel like I don't own any because I refuse. Like, I hate it. Like, I hate owning winter clothes.
Quilt coat that you wear until July 5th.
Until July.
That's true. I've seen that coat.
My camo jacket is not going anywhere. My camo quilted winter jacket, I will wear that. Yeah, till it's at least 73.
I swear she was wearing that last week.
I definitely was not.
It's like, it's too cold in here. It's like 78, Chantel. Come on.
It is interesting how people like different temperatures. It's really interesting how people react differently. It's so funny.
That's why there's a lockbox on the temperature thing in this room. We would be fighting.
We would.
So angering right now. I think they control on the second floor.
Yeah, it's a passionate thing. Yeah, where the bosses are.
Exactly. This was probably where my office space is, like, frigid.
Yeah, it is cold there. But importantly, when it's hot like it is, staying hydrated. I was reading about the foods to eat when you need to hydrate, like watermelon and strawberries full of raw water, like 92% water in those, and cucumbers and iceberg lettuce, just making sure you get that water.
It's like a perfectly happy diet for me. I mean, add ice cream, which is a summertime food, and I'm good.
And I'm good.
Hey, I mean, I put my water through the Yum Yum machine every day, and I'm good. The Keurig, love it.
The Yum Yum.
The Yum Yum machine.